Good morning and welcome to another episode of our EBC Prior Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Victoria Haddad, First Lady and co-pastor of the Elion Bible Church Apostolic in Salem, New Jersey. Today we're going to ask God for strength. We all need strength. At times we are just so weak, but God is here to strengthen us. Our scripture this morning will be taken from Isaiah 41 verse 10. And it reads, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God is encouraging us this morning. And brothers and sisters, God is saying to us that he was here to help us and to strengthen us. And he's able to uphold us. So we are going to pray this morning. And we're going to ask the Lord for strength. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, the most holy God, the righteous God and the everlasting Father, our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. Father, we are here one more time, thanking you again for another day that you enable us to see. Thanking you for your grace and your mercy. Thanking you for your loving kindness towards us. Thanking you for look beyond our fault and see every need and every wants that we have. Thanking you, Lord God, for raising us up this morning with a mind and a heart to get into prayer. And Lord, here we are before you today, God. As we read your word, God, and you were encouraging and talking to Isaiah, you said we should not fear. Many a times, Lord God, we worried about all the things that are come into our lives. We worried about the things that are happening in our world. We worry about, Lord God, our politician leaders. We worry about our churches. We worry about our jobs. We worry about our families. We worry about our schools. We worry about our marriages. We worry about our community. Lord, we worry about so many things. But today, God, you are asking us and encouraging us and letting us know that there's no reason to be fearful. No reason to be fearful of the things that are happening in our life that we may not be pleased with. No reason to be fearful of the things that God doesn't seem to be good. No reason to be fearful of the things that can, oh God, can just come in and distract us and turn our attention away from you. Turn our hearts away from you. But today, God, you're saying we should not be fearful. Instead, God, you want us to trust you. Oh God, you said trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. Lord, you're saying all the ways we should acknowledge you, so you will direct our path. And so today we are coming before you, God, and we want to let go of fear. So we are asking today, God, to take away fear from our hearts, take away fear from our thoughts, take away fear from our desire, and help us, Lord God, to trust you. You said that we should not be fearful, for you are with us, Lord God. You said we should not be dismayed. We should not get discouraged, not get cast down in our spirit. Oh, Father God, not allow the things of this world to discourage us, God, and help us, Lord God, to can't praise you like we should because we're too discouraged. Get to the place, Lord God, we can't serve you like we should because we're too dismayed. We can't pray like we should because we're too heartbroken. But today, Lord God, you said we should not be dismayed. So uplift our spirit, God. Uplift our heart. Uplift our mind. And help us, God, to rejoice and be strengthened and glad in you. Because you are our God, you are our Savior, you are our Lord, you are our Redeemer, you are the one who spoke and said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And so today, God, you are saying to us, don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Oh God, don't be cast down in your spirit. And today, God, we are standing on your word. We no longer want to be dismayed. We no longer want to be fearful. We no longer want to cast down our spirit. We no longer want to worry about the things that are happening around us, God. Oh God, we don't want, Lord God, anything, God, to stop us from from rejoicing and praising you like we should, God. We go into your house, but we are so heavy laden that even at church at times, God, we can't pray. Oh, Father God, we get on our knees, but God, we're so cast down in spirit. And still, God, we can't pray like we should, but not today. Today, God, we thank you for the strength you have given us. Today, God, we thank you for the uplifting of our spirit. We thank you for upholding us with your righteous right hand. We thank you for helping us, Lord Jesus. Today we are victorious. Today, God, we are going to rejoice in you. Today, God, we're going to let go of all those things that so easily beset us. And we are going to run this race that you have set before us with joy. Today, Lord, no matter what is happening around us, we can be strengthened in you. We're going to walk into your house with rejoicing. Walk in your house with praise. We're going to testify of your goodness. We're going to rejoice of your goodness. No longer dismay. Oh God, we're going to rejoice in you because you have been a good God to us. And Lord, today, we're not going to be fearful. Today, we're not going to be dismayed. It doesn't matter what the enemy puts in our way today, God. Remove that spirit of dismay. Remove that spirit of discouragement. Remove that spirit of God that cast down inside of us. Remove it, God, and uplift us, Lord God. Let us sing the song of Zion joyful, knowing that we are strengthened in the Lord. Let us walk in dignity, knowing that we are strengthened in the Lord. Let us have confident in you, knowing that we are strengthened in the Lord. Let us live the life you call us to live, knowing that we are strengthened in you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we are praying today, Lord God, that God, hallelujah, Jesus, it's time we understand that you are God that can do all things, and that there is nothing impossible for you. It's time we lay all of our cares at your feet, God, and rejoice in you. Father, just like the woman with the issue of blood, help us to press our way to you today. Oh God, knowing that you can only touch the hem of your garment, we can be made whole. Today, God, you have strengthened us, and we are whole today. Today, God, you have uplifted us, and we are whole today. Today, God, we got the help we need from you. And so, God, even though we may not see clearly now what you are about to do in our life, we can stand in your word and believe your word that you have strengthened us. And so today we are praying, God, strengthen each and every one of us who are listening to this podcast this morning. Strengthen each and every one of our family members, God. Strengthen each and every one of us in our community. Strengthen us among our neighbors. Strengthen us, God, in the church, in your ministries, God. Strengthen us, Lord God, in our bodies. Those who are weak physically, God, strengthen. Those who are weak spiritually, God, strengthen. Those who, God, not too sure what they're going to do in the next minute, God, strengthen them and help, Lord Jesus. Lord, we all need help. We all need strength. We all need assurance. We all know, God, that if it had not been for you, we would not be here this morning. We would not have wake up this morning, not have the mind and the heart to praise you. If it had not been for you, Lord, we don't know where we would have been. But God, today we are strengthening you, encouraging you, uplifting you, because you are our God. You've done it for us, God. Move by your power in this ministry. Move by your power in every ministry around the world. Cover every members on your church. Everyone that tried to live holy, God, help them. Everyone that tried to be strong, God, strengthen and uplift. And Lord God, motivate. And God, let your power move upon each and everyone in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Cover our pastors all around the world under your blood. Our bishops all around the world under your blood. Every evangelist, every missionary, God, strengthen. Every members of your church, God, strengthen. And Lord God, even our children, who God, who have the mind and the heart to worship you, strengthen them, God. The teenagers, God, strengthen them. Let them not go against your will. Let them not fall into temptation, but strengthen each and every one today, God. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, we all need strength. On Christ's solid rock we are standing. Strengthen your choir members. Let those members sing like never before. Strengthen your praise and worshipers. Let them sing
praise you like never before. Strengthen, Lord God, the musician. Let them play like never before. God, ever minister, God. Use them to bring forth your word like never before. Your prayer warriors, God, help us to stay on our knees and don't stop praying until we're equipped with power from an eye. It's time we keep on praying. Keep on being strong in you. God, strengthen us to keep on praying. Oh, God, many are getting up too quickly off their knees. So many are stopped praying too quickly. Many are giving up because they're not praying like they should. But God, today we are praying for strength. Strength to praise you more. Strength to pray more. Strength to live holy. Strength to rebuke temptation. Strength to rebuke, God, rebuke those addictions that cause us to run away from you. But God, we want to be addicted to you and to prayer. We want to be addicted to your word and to prayer. Prayer is the food that will strengthen us, God. Keep us praying. Keep us in you. Keep us standing fast for you. Lord, we thank you for everything this morning. And we are so grateful for another morning that we can come and pray. And so, Father God, I'm asking you to go ahead of us and bless this day. Take hold of every brothers and sisters and everyone that listen to this broadcast and do something great with them. Let them enter into your house with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. And thank you for hearing their prayers, for hearing our prayers. And keep us praying until we meet again next week. Brothers and sisters, love you all. Have a wonderful and blessed day in the Lord. And we meet again to pray in our next episode. In Jesus' name, amen.